This is very exciting. Hello, friends. I'm so happy to be here with you today for this week's episode of Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro. You are going to love today's guest, Malik Lee of the firm Filton & Peel Wealth Management, based in Atlanta, Georgia. What better way to ring in the Valentine's Day weekend than with today's theme, Everyone Has a Giving Heart. Not only that, but this is the 50th episode of Margaritas with Margarita Chang, so it's a big day for celebrations. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, producer of the show on the Incandescent Radio Network and Incandescent TV, coming to you today from the magnificent Four Seasons Resort in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where I've been asked to bring our Incandescent Health and Wellness program. I will be teaching heart-opening yoga class after today's show, and then keep teaching yoga as we go forward. So I'm thrilled about that. But mostly, I'm excited to hear about Rita and Malik. So go for it, guys. Tell us about what we can be grateful for and how we can do it with our money.
Well, thank you so much for the introduction. And Malik, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, and congratulations on the 50th episode. I mean, that's amazing. That's a lot of hard work. And congratulations as well, too.
Well, thank you so much. So Filton & Peel, you know, of course, we are here to talk about philanthropy and charitable giving and supporting causes near and dear to our hearts. But we would be remiss if we did not acknowledge Filton & Peel and the meaning behind the name of your firm.
Yes. So the meaning behind the name of my firm, it's very near and dear to my heart. At the age of five, my parents passed away 30 days apart from each other and 3 months from my sixth birthday. And so growing up, I always had that missing void there, right? And I tell people that, especially now in the business that I'm in, the business that we're in, right? Unfortunately, we'll have clients and family members that pass away. And I try to tell people it's not, you don't ever forget them. And it's hard to move on with it, but you kind of have to live with it, right? So how do you live with this tragedy in your life? And for me, it was always to just serve them and kind of just make sure how I can be a better person. And my tribute to them was naming the firm after them. So Filton is my father's middle name and Peel is my mother's maiden name. So everybody says, Malik, where does the name come from? It's a big question I get all the time from clients, everybody. Because my name is Malik Sharif Lee. It's Malik is Muslim and then Lee is a whole, it just doesn't mix, right? So they say, hey, where does it come from? So that's where it comes from. And I love it. And it also rings too, has a great ring to it.
It does. It has kind of a sophisticated, mysterious flavor. Where'd that come from? Yes. Right? It stimulates conversation. Yes. So we know that philanthropy is near and dear to your heart, but share with us how you became interested in legacy philanthropy and charitable giving.
Yeah. So, you know, I absolutely love this question, and it kind of ties into the name of the firm and the story of the firm. You know, because the answer to this question is the foundation of my life. It's the foundation of my career. And I would like to, and if, I guess I already told you guys the beginning, right? So that's kind of the why, right? So at the age of five, you know, my whole life was turned upside down. I went from living with my parents to living with my grandmother, living in a different city. We was still in Jamaica, still in New York. But I went from Long Island, Hempstead, to Jamaica, Queens. So my whole upbringing was changed. But it was the community effort, right, that drove my passion for giving. It was my family, you know, uncles and aunts and everybody stepping up. It was the church. My grandmother had us in church every 3 times a week, it feels like. I want to say at least 2, but probably 3 times a week we were in church. So the pastors knew me, the deacons knew me, the ushers knew who I was. And if they saw me walking late home from school, they would pick me up and give me rides. I mean, and it was also the individuals in the community, right? So if it wasn't for these people pouring into me at such a young age, you know, I wouldn't be the person that I would be sitting in front of you today. And, you know, that saying, pay it forward, right? But for me, it's so much more than that. It's you know, even to this day, it's not a day that goes by that I sit down and I think about the wonderful people and the organizations you know, that helped me, you know, during my younger years. So for me, it's kind of like a, hey, I feel like I have to do it, that I owe these individuals, that I owe, you know, the ecos, the world back as much as I can. So that's really where my passion comes from and my drive when it comes to charitable giving and legacy.
Well, thank you so much for sharing it. It sounds like you just want to pay these blessings forward. So, because you truly were, right? It takes a village. It takes a community.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And that's exactly what it was. You know, when I sit back and I think about the nights that I loved baseball growing up. I had friends that their parents would pick me up from school with their kid, and they would drive me to the baseball game. Well, my grandmother was too tired because she worked the job and needed to rest, go home and cook. And she was doing things that she already raised. So this is tough, you know. And now with two kids of my own, I realize what a wonderful job she did. And even though she's my grandmother, but she still didn't have to take me in at that time, right? So I just appreciate her for that as well too.
It's so beautiful. So we know your passion for philanthropy and charitable giving. What do you think prevents advisors from discussing this before the show? We're like, some people are scared. Well, I thought we're supposed to talk about standard deviation and getting their portfolio on that efficient frontier.
Well, I think that is the answer right there, right? Because I think most of advisors are thinking about it all wrong, right? So most charitable gift questions or ideas started by an advisor, they're done because they're looking for some type of tax benefit or fancy strategy. And then that's all wrong. It's equivalent to you going on a first date with someone, and instead of verbally shaking their hands or giving them a hug, you know, we're greeting with kisses. Well, some people greet with kisses, but you know, you get the point.
Yeah.
So instead of starting with the benefit or the me, right? And that's not the basis of charitable giving. The basis of charitable giving is helping others, right? So instead, a gifting conversation should start from the heart, right? And then the why. And after that, that's when the technical aspect comes into play. So that's when we're talking, how much are we going to save on taxes? What vehicles are we going to save? Are we going to use a donor advisor fund, a life estate, a foundation, a charitable trust? Then all the boring stuff comes into play, right? But we try to focus on the boring stuff and the technical things first instead of the softer things, right? So when I gave my personal gifts or any gift that I give, it starts with, do I believe in the charity? Do I believe in the cause? And then I start to look at, okay, how much do I want to, or how much can I afford to give to that charity, right? And then the last thing is, how should I give it to the charity, right? So as advisors, we start the other way around, which is pretty interesting because as we're both certified financial planners, right, Rita, and we lean on the fiduciary responsibility or the standard. And from that, we have to know our client, right? We then have to gather documents, learn the situation, and then put together the strategy. So it's no different from charitable giving. It's the same process, right? It's the exact same process.
Now, I love it. There's the financial planning process and there's the charitable giving process. So share with us, as I mentioned before, not only are you an amazing dad, husband, planner, you're also a philanthropist. So not only do you advise people about charitable giving strategies, but you yourself are a philanthropist. So tell us about your alma mater.
Yes. I think it was last year, I want to say, or it was when the article that came out, because that's when it really became more public. But last year, let's just say last year, I made a charitable gift, a planned gift to my alma mater, Morehouse College. And typically planned gifts are gifts of over $100,000. And it's a gift that you give over a number of years or at bequest, right? So I decided to give to Morehouse because it was an institution that I've been giving to ever since I graduated, right? So I wanted to make a larger impact. I wanted to make a bigger impact. So what I did was I leveraged the amount that I typically give to the college, which is anywhere from $500 to $2,000, depending on what the budget that giving year. And I would give that annually to the school. But I said, you know what? I want to give more of a bigger impact. So I used some of the planned giving strategies that I learned in one of the designations that I have, which is a chartered advisor in philanthropy. And I leveraged that annual amount of $2,000 into a $250,000 to plan give to the school.
That is amazing. So chartered advisor of philanthropy too. I'm in the program right now. So into it, the second course. So one down in course two, another one to go. So I know that we talked about what presents advisors from discussing this. You talked about your gift. Can you share one success story? I know there's so many, but the one just to inspire others that they can be successful and help causes in their community.
Yes. One of the success stories that I was, you know, really excited about, and that's because I would, you know, I would never thought that I would be doing this kind of gift. So a few years ago, I was one of the founding members of a planned giving council for Morehouse College, which is a council to help generate more interest in planned gifts, right? So people give your $50 campaigns, your $100 campaigns, or they might have a good year, give a couple of $1,000s. But the school wanted to put in together an initiative to give more bequests and more larger gifts from that standpoint. So in the efforts, we ran into an alumni who was a very big art collector, right? And he went to Morehouse and he realized that Morehouse did not have a very big art selection or art course, things of that nature. So that was his passion. That was his why, right? So, and he said, what better place to do that than my alma mater? So we put together a planned giving strategy between cash and Black art that was gifted to the school and up to $1 million. And you can read all the details about it because it was actually featured in CNN. So it was a pretty cool thing.
That is amazing. So I've so enjoyed our time together. How can people learn more about your work and, of course, find you?
Yes, I am very active on social media. Well, active for financial planner. You know, we're still a little boring a little bit. But so you can find me on all the platforms. I am on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm not on TikTok yet. I'm not sure if my daughter allows me to join TikTok. I don't think I'm a cool enough dad yet to get on TikTok. But yeah, so I'm on all those platforms and you can definitely find me there. LinkedIn, Malik Lee, Instagram, Felton and Peel, I think 09, but how many people name Felton and Peel anyway, you know? So, and then Twitter, the same thing, Felton Peel. And you should be able to pull me up there. So that's, and you know, so that is, that's probably the best ways to get me.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you and your beautiful family, Malik. And now back to you, Hope.
Thank you, Rita. How beautiful, you guys. That was so great. Thank you for sharing all of that heartful stuff. It makes all the difference when financial planning can become personal and real for people. So Rita, we are very excited because you are going to start doing a monthly webinar series. The first one will be about Social Security, and that's coming up soon. We'll share all the details. And then next Friday, you are going to be interviewing Bree Williams, Head of Practice Management at State Street Global Advisors. Tell us a little bit about the webinar and about Bree.
So the webinar, we're going to talk about Social Security. Now, Social Security is important because it is the foundation of retirement security for everyone. Our podcast guest next week, Bree Williams, is going to talk about behavioral finance and things that we can do to have a more successful outcome with our investment, which is very important for the recent volatility we are all experiencing.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to be so great. Malik, thank you so much for your time. It was just beautiful to meet you. Rita, again, thank you for everything. And to all of our audience, thank you for watching us today for Margaritas with Margarita Chang. Come take a yoga class with me if you're in Santa Fe. And we will see you all next Friday, 5 p.m. Facebook Live, Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro. So we'll see you soon. Stay well. Happy Valentine's Day.